Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Hector Barreto is here, too. Hector is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, the chairman of the Latino Coalition. He, for a number of years, he was the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. As far as I'm concerned, the best one they ever had. And he is also currently on the member of the board of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's also a member of the Minority Business Hall of Fame and a longtime multi-generational family of small business owners. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here, Hector. So, all right, Hector, you got some experience with what Linda McMahon's going through right now, the current SBA administrator, with regard to dealing with this biblical proportion disaster, this epic disaster that's going on in Texas right now, the Harvey hurricane, the flooding that happened down there. We have so many friends. My wife and I have... We've got so many wonderful friends that we love and relatives. I've got a couple of relatives down there, three different group families down there. And they're just horrible situation going on down there right now. And I wanted you to join us specifically today to talk to us about what small business owners in that area can expect from any kind of support from the government. Can you walk us through that process?
Sure. Well, as you know, Jim, and you're hearing it firsthand, you know, these things kind of go through phases, and we're finishing that first phase, which is really the rescue portion of it. You know, mm-hmm. they until late last week, they were still looking for people and
right.
trying to save not only human life, but animal life as well. Now we're moving into the second phase, and that's really an analysis of what they need and how bad the destruction has been. And a lot of times people don't realize how much water can damage a property and oftentimes mm-hmm. make it unlivable. Some of those mm-hmm. homes are never going to come back. They're going to have to knock them down and
right.
or try to rebuild them. And then there's the recuperation phase and the rebuilding phase, and that's the last phase. And so this is going to take months, if not years. And that's what we saw in you know during Hurricane Katrina, and we even saw a little bit of that during 9/11. So, you know, we have to put that into perspective. And a lot of times as we're going through these phases, you know, folks' expectations are all over the place. You know, they want to know when are they going to get their loan, when are they going to get their grant, how mm-hmm. quickly things can be rebuilt. And so that, you know, it varies from disaster to disaster. I've been very impressed by the local authorities and the state authorities.
They seem to have their cornflakes together down there, don't they?
They do, and it makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. There's only so much government can do.
Louisiana was a basket case. The Louisiana state government,
yeah.
the New Orleans local government were basically totally dysfunctional during Katrina.
Unfortunately, we saw that, Jim, and you remember that.
Right.
And it's very difficult for government to give the help that it needs if the folks on the ground don't have their act together and they don't know what they need or what they want.
There's
got to
be a productive handshake, doesn't there?
Yeah. So that's a very, very good thing and a positive for the folks that are affected there. As you know, what SBA does, and they're already on the ground, you know that Linda McMahon went with the president the first time, and she's going to be in and out of there many, many times.
The current SBA administrator, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, they're pledging their support. You know, one of the things that's happening this week, as you know, is that they're already got something in front of Congress to approve funding. And this is just going to be the first tranche of the funding that they're going to need. Let me give you some perspective. On a year-to-year basis, SBA receives about 100,000 applications for every disaster that happens in the United States. And a lot of times these disasters aren't in the news. You know, it could be
right.
a fire, it could be, you know, a flood, or even civil unrest sometimes against
right.
civil disaster. 100,000 applications.
Like a Ferguson event or something like that.
Right. If the president declares it a disaster area and the president Trump already has declared, you know, the Harvey victims, disaster victims, you know, the government can kick in. But on a year-to-year basis, we get about 100,000 applications for the support. During Katrina, we got 400,000. So that's wow. one of the big challenges government's going to have is the volume.
And that 400, that includes homeowners and businesses, right?
That's a good point, Jim. You know,
because a lot of people don't realize homeowners, in order to get help from the federal government, they have to begin with the SBA, don't they?
That's right. SBA is the disaster bank for the federal government. The disaster victims will not be able to get, you know, this kind of support from the local banks because banks are going to make those loans to disaster victims.
Right.
Because it's too high of a risk. It has to come from the government, and that's what SBA does.
So what's the first step for a business owner right now to take? If they're sitting there, all right, they know their customers aren't coming back right now. They know their customers are wherever they are. They're not even open. They're trying to imagine when they could be open, but they're thinking, okay, if I can open back up, where's the first place to go to get help?
The first thing they should do is educate themselves on what the help is available. And remember, help comes from a lot of different levels. We're talking about federal help, but the state is going to have programs. The local officials are going to have programs as well. So you could qualify for a number of these different programs. And if in the end, if you don't want a loan or get a loan, you can go to FEMA for a grant. FEMA is the agency that can do the grant. Now, the grants are a lot smaller. They're not going to be hundreds of thousands.
So I can go directly to FEMA for a grant?
Well, no. If you're a business owner and you can qualify for a loan, you have to go through the loan process first. With the SBA.
Right.
And that information is available online at sba.gov. I went on there the other day. It's already on their front page. You can go right into their disaster programs. There's going to be a center in your area. And the good thing about that is kind of like one-stop shopping. All of the agencies, both federal, state, and local, will be in the same place in this disaster response area. So you can physically go and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You can obviously call. And so to your point, we're going to deal with in this disaster with business owners, homeowners, renters, even nonprofits can apply for this kind of
help. But their first stop, as we wrap up this segment, if their first stop needs to be the SBA.
It does.
For businesses or homeowners, the first people, because if they go to FEMA, FEMA's going to say, well, what did SBA tell you?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
You've got to go through the SBA process. And so wherever you go after that, whether it's staying with the SBA, going to FEMA, whatever, that will be determined after you sort of check in with the SBA. Am I saying that right, Hector?
That is absolutely correct, Jim.
Okay. Hold on to that thought. Hector, thelatinocoalition.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So check that out, folks. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.